Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, it is a Wednesday, so it's the Fesco and Dusty poll question that we bring to you every single week on this Wednesday. And the Wednesday poll question this week, very simple. Who is going to do the fantasy football show on Sidekick? They should just let Binkley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do fantasy football. They should let him do it Sunday.
He thinks football's a fantasy already.
Yeah, I tell you what, man. The Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question: what grade would you give the Chiefs after the first half of the season, A, B, C, or D? 333 people have voted, and the leader in the clubhouse is 67.6% as a C. I don't think there's anything wrong with that grading. I think sometimes you have to look yourself in the mirror. When it comes to it, we have somebody named Dr. Doom. You want to guess what grade he gave?
D.
F.
F, Dr. Doom. You think that's like cool to go around and tell everybody you're Dr. Doom? Like, have a good outlook on life, man. Your life will be much better.
Dr. Doom, but it's at Dr. Zoom. Oh. Then you have Rock1KC. I have a bad feeling if we get to the playoffs, we're going to get knocked out. This team is too up and down this year. And then this comes from Miles. I gave it a B, but honestly, it's a B minus, taking into account injuries and strength of schedule. Although I would have gave my late third round for Hall. The trade deadline does not affect my opinion. LOL.
Unless it's a different Miles, but Miles on Twitter yesterday, I think it's the same Miles. Unreal, the Chiefs couldn't muster not one real addition, even if it's, you know, the defensive end or defensive tackle. You're paying Mike Dana $8 million just to be a body. Clark and Veach really going to try another discount year. So if that's the same Miles and he gave him a B and it was venting on Twitter, that those two don't mesh.
Could be a different one.
Could be, but I think it's the same guy.
So, yeah, If it were me, I give it a C, which is what I graded it, because I think a C is fair. You are 5-4. Mm-hmm. You have had good games, you have had bad games, and you have had bad games that don't involve just the defense, right? Like Chris Jones going for the sack against Justin Herbert. You can blame the defense. Where was the offense in that game? Well, it was injured, so there's part of your reason, right? You look at the Philadelphia game. That was a Travis Kelce mishap that cost you the game, right? In my opinion. Now, there are other things that could have happened as well. Then you win against the Giants. It's not a good team, but hey, that's like participation points. Show up and you get an A. Sounds good. You beat the Baltimore Ravens, who were depleted. you know what? Pop quiz, teacher's not here, substitute is. Just tell me what you like about Tuesdays, and you get a, you, that's that, right? But you do have a good win against Detroit, even though that the defense was depleted.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like, you know, that's, it's a win. You played against that offense. And Detroit is essentially almost like the version of the Kansas City Chiefs in the NFC. Is that unfair? Right? They just laid an A against Minnesota.
Yeah.
Chiefs laid an A against the Chargers, whatever. Look,
I've said for a long time, like these good teams, like the Chiefs and the Lions and the Yankees and the Dodgers, and you see this. They have these midseason swoons, right? They're bored at this point in time. They're just ready for the playoffs to get here. But if you get too bored, then the playoffs are not going to get here, right? And so now you have to get unbored and get out there and find yourself engaged, you know, for the rest of the way. And so that's the trick now after the bye week for the Chiefs, and you know, the Dallas is on their bye, Cincinnati as well. You know, the trick and the Titans, but they're not coming back from anything. But the trick right now during this bye week is to get this team moving in the right direction for the second half of the season and saying, all right, the first half of the season's done. It was very average. We don't have to be just better than average going forward. We have to be above average going forward now. We got to be close to almost perfect now going forward in order to salvage the A grade that we may want for this season. And so there's a lot of work, obviously, that's going to get done, you know, this week and kind of that self-scouting stuff. And if Buffalo continues to offer up, you know, kind of tricks of the trade that they discovered in that game, like Xavier Worthing tipping pitches, it's going to make this week a lot easier, if you will, for these guys to kind of self-scout. So they've got their own work to do, but there's nothing that can't be fixed to move this thing forward because they're not that far away. They've got good players. Guys just have to play better.
And I'm not saying that you're going to have to turn a C into an A. I think that's kind of hard to do. I'm not a teacher. I've never seen that. But I think you could turn a C into a B+, which you can say B+ is probably going to get you to the AFC Championship game because of the difference in the top teams, right? Like, you look at all the teams that are in the playoff picture right now, Indianapolis, New England, Denver, Pittsburgh, the Chargers, the Bills, and the Jags, right? The Bills played maybe one of their best games all year. They beat you by 7. You played one of your worst games, so that's there.
Yeah.
That's just the definitive argument there.
Yep.
The Colts, they have lost to 2 perennial playoff teams, maybe the best team in the NFC they lost to in the Rams, and they lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers this past weekend as well.
Yep. Do you think you're a better team than Pittsburgh? Hell yes, you do.
I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I think you're a better team than Jacksonville.
Yep.
I don't know about Denver.
Yeah.
I don't know. Denver has this weird, like, nuts on the line. They ain't getting cut.
Yeah, they're very opportunistic. Like, I'll give them that.
They were getting absolutely laughed at by everybody, and C.J. Stroud goes out. Davis Mills comes in. You're like, Denver, it's tied 15-15. Like, what are you doing? Jacksonville, same thing. A team you beat 31-0 in the Vegas Raiders. Now, again, they had Brock Bowers back, and it is kind of amazing how much difference that guy makes for that team.
But it also shows you how other teams show up for the Chiefs and they don't show up for the Raiders. I mean, that's the other thing, right? You know, you get a situation that involves the Chiefs showing up. Jacksonville's going to show up and play big at their home place on a Monday night, Sunday afternoon against the Raiders. They sleptwalk through that game, and they are lucky that 2-point conversion didn't go through, man.
So I don't trust in that. You lost to the Chargers by 6 points, and it was the first game of the year in Brazil. I'll love to watch that game when it happens on December 14th in Kansas City. And, you know, just picking apart of those teams. And then the other side about it is that, you know, you still got a C for that, which that C could very easily be a B+. I think the only way it's an A is if maybe you beat Buffalo and you beat the Chargers and you lost to Philadelphia and you lost to maybe Jacksonville, or maybe you beat Jacksonville, you beat Buffalo, you lost to the Philadelphia Eagles, and you beat the Chargers. I mean, maybe that's where you get an A.
I think one or two blips on your ledger gives you an A, right? And I would even say maybe two put you into that, you know, into that B category. And you said you don't think they can get an A grade this season. And I don't necessarily disagree with where you're coming from on that one. It just kind of reminds me of a joke my wife told me yesterday about students and kids. And it's the end of the semester. You know, it's not midway through the semester. At least it's midway through the semester. But at the end of the semester, kid goes up to the teacher and says, can I get this moved up to an A? Can I get a better grade? And she says, spell way. And he says, W-A-Y. And the teacher says, you forgot the F. He goes, there's no F in way. And she goes, exactly. You know, so it was a good little joke. And so when Dusty says, I don't know if they're going to be able to get up to an A, he may be right about that. You may say to them, spell way. And they say, W-A-Y. And they say, you forgot the F. Well, there's no F in way. I mean, you know, with the way that they played. Now, if they run the table and they finish this thing and they don't have any more losses on the season and, you know, it ends in the Super Bowl, yeah, that's an A. Of course, that'll be an A. But they're going to have to really, really, really get to the studying, if you will, in order to turn that C midterm grade into a B plus or an A. It's going to take a lot of work. And they're the type of guys that are willing to put in that work, though, because you got Patrick Mahomes, you got Travis Kelce, you got Andy Reid. They're going to be in there putting in the work. You better be in there putting in the work as well. And I think those guys will. They tend to follow the leaders and the voices inside that locker room.
Right. So again, we'll see what happens. We'll move on to the other side here in a little bit about the trade deadline because of what it means, I think, to me and what this team's saying about itself. Obviously, you know, I guess at this point, when you look at this team, like they know what they have, they know what they can do. No one has had more postseason success than the Kansas City Chiefs. No one knows really what you need to do from weeks 11 to week 18 more than the Chiefs. And I think that they can do that when it comes to this. Now, they got to figure out how to win close games. That's one thing they did last year very well. This year, they are not doing that very well. Mm-hmm. And one score games this year, they are 0-5, I believe. They lost to the Chargers, 5, the Philadelphia Eagles. They lost to the Jags. They lost to, I guess it's what, 0-4?
0-4. Yeah, it can't be 0-5. They have 5 losses.
0-4 and one score game. So we'll see what happens. I mean, the league is wide open. The AFC at least is. I think the NFC, there's 3 teams. I think in the AFC, there's 8 that could possibly do whatever they want to do once the playoffs start. Coming back, we'll get into the fan reaction, what was yesterday's trade deadline, and what it means coming from the organization to the defensive line here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Not going to lie, I watched, I told you Tuesday nights are either movie night or documentary night.
You want to know what I did last night?
Got laid.
No. Watched Aerial America on rerun. I love that show. So relaxing.
I don't know if I know that one.
Oh, it's the best. Smithsonian Channel. Or if it's on the box, you just type it in. And it comes right up.
Yeah. I always find myself watching for about an hour straight of lawns that have gone to you know what, and then the guys fixing the lawns, like mowing them down and weed eating them. I don't know why. It's
satisfying.
It is very satisfying.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's called like Nathan's Lawn Care on Facebook. It's like this Aussie. He goes to like these people's houses a couple times. You know how we always say do nice things for people? He'll knock on someone's door and it's like somebody that's just like living there, doesn't have a lawnmower, they're probably running out of house. He's like, would you mind if I just like go here and like wipe out your yard and just make it like actually look like a yard? They're like, yeah, the backyard's worse. And you can look at the backyard and the pictures, and all of a sudden he does all the stuff, like edges the yard.
They're like, I can't pay you. He's like, no.
He's like, I don't want to get paid. I just want to make your house look better.
That's cool. I like that, man.
Yeah, dude.
That's awesome. Yeah, it really is.
But I watched this documentary yesterday. It's called like, I forget the name. It's like Emily. It's not that what you're thinking. Emily, A-I-M-L-E-E, I don't know. It's basically about a serial killer woman from late 80s to early 90s, and she is arrested and on death row, and she basically explains why she did what she did. It was very interesting. It was very, very, very insightful as I watched that on a Tuesday night.
Aileen?
Aileen, there you go.
Aileen, queen of the serial killers.
Yeah, dude.
Whoa.
You should watch it.
Okay. Queen of the serial killers.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, dude. It was definitely interesting.
That does sound pretty good.
You should download that and no, you already saw the Neighbor Show.
That one was great. Whoa.
That lady sucks.
The Neighbor Show?
It's called like The Perfect Neighbor.
Yep.
It's about this lady that lives in like, I would assume like a low income area, and they're just so she's basically racist. Not basically, she's very racist. So basically what happens is there's this field next to her house. There are these like African-American children that play in it. She's like this old sourpuss white woman, always like barking at them. I'm sure they were antagonizing her at times. They're kids. But again, think about it.
They're kids.
You're like football.
You're like 60 years old. They're 12.
Who cares?
And basically the worst that you could possibly do, you could imagine.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
You're messing with kids who just want to have fun.
They're just little playing
just
outside.
Kids. Yeah. They're kids. Remember when you were a kid, right? Maybe you don't. Maybe you were just born 60.
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
You ever see adults who you just think were never children?
Yes.
Binkley.
No, Beakley's still a child.
I know.
Yeah. He's still a kid. He loves all the fine, like the little things in life. Yeah, he's like, nothing better than football and good weather. Yeah, and
that's true.
He's just a kid in a big body, man.
You're right. Yeah. Beakley did notify me. I was in the bathroom and Beakley was in there. And I said, how you doing, Jay? Right? Just make sure he's okay.
Yeah, doing good.
He walks out of the store. He goes, hey, let me tell you something. Travis Kelce leads all tight ends in receiving yards this year.
So good.
Could you imagine if he watched kids play football? He's like, yeah, your foot was out back there, Kyle. In the big leagues, ain't going to get you away with that, man. I tell you what.
How you doing, Jay? And he goes, Travis Kelce's leading all tight ends in receiving yards, right? So immediately, of course, that does pop up on my screen. And I'll give a little shout out to Starcade Media KC on this one. At age 36, Travis Kelce leads all tight ends in receiving yards. A bad look for anyone who said he was washed.
Yes. Can I ask a follow-up question?
Stinky.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Yeah.
Who are the tight ends behind him?
Tyler Warren at 5'18". Travis is 5'40".
Okay.
Tyler Warren, 5'18".
So he'll pass him this week.
Probably. Tucker Kraft at 489.
That's out.
Trey McBride, 476.
They've had a bye.
Mm-hmm. Aronde Gadsden at 453.
He just came on this
week. That's right. It's amazing.
Sam Laporta, 436.
He's had a bye? No.
I don't think they've had a bye.
I can't remember. Detroit's record is what? 6-3?
I think they have had a bye. Thinking about fantasy football, I think they've had a bye.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Sam Laporta, Dalton Cade, 411. Dalton Kincaid, 411, who had all those against the Chiefs.
Literally.
Seriously. Juwan Johnson, 399. Dalton Schultz, 385. And then Jake Ferguson rounding out your top 10 at 384.
And what's Kelce at?
540.
Wow.
540 yards, leading all tight ends. I don't know, Rob, he's washed.
Exactly.
Oh, damn. Okay. Do you remember the movie Monster with Charlize Theron?
I mean, I remember the movie. I don't think I saw that
movie.
She
plays that Aileen girl.
Oh.
Okay.
She's rough. I mean, she's career on the road. Like,
yeah,
you know, she was a prostitute. She admits that. But yeah, so sorry to get off topic there, but yeah, that's insane. Cause what do we say this
Amazing.
Year? We'd be thrilled if Travis Kelce had 800, six touchdowns and that was the season. Now let's be fair. In the beginning of the year,
yes,
Xavier Worthy was hurt. Not fully healthy, and Rashee Rice was suspended.
Mm-hmm.
We knew Rice was going to be suspended, and we suspected that maybe there'd be an uptick in Kelce's number early on. But, I mean, you got to think at this point he's on par for another foul. And how many touchdowns he got? Three? You've hit it three times on the whiteboard? Because I asked Bob, I said, what are you going to put on the whiteboard now that Kelce's out there?
Bye.
Such a sarcastic. It's so funny. Because I walked by this morning and I saw somebody already has a name up there. It was Gold because he went out of town. So then I was like reminding you. I was like, hey, make sure you put a name on the whiteboard because trade is trade. Then you could go check out Peropos because I think that we have some of that down there if you win this whiteboard challenge. And I was like, man, Bob, what are you going to do without Kelce? He goes, funny you asked me. I almost went in there and put bye on there.
Bye, B-Y-E. That's what I'm going to put up there this week just to get under Spectre's skin a little bit. But it reminds me, and the only reason I'm doing it is because when this radio station went on the air some 20 years ago as 610 Sports Radio, they had some former football players that work here, right? The Chiefs went into the bye week, and the former players didn't show up to work. And management's like, why weren't you at work? Like, well, it's bye week. Not here, it's not.
No, this is our biggest week.
Bye week? Yeah, for them, not for you. The football team's on, doesn't mean you're done for the week.
Our mouths still work.
To throw it back to that show, damn, JC.
No, further back than that.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, wait. Oh. Back when this thing went on the air.
That's so funny. Somebody says Dusty's starting to mix in John Gruden with his Binkley impersonation.
It is a combination, yes. Yeah.
They're the same person.
They're the same person,
they
basically.
Can't open boxes, they can't cook, and they love football.
Yeah.
What else is there to say? Yeah, tell you something, man. This damn box, you need a box cutter.
Binkley's going to try to invent a box cutter, not knowing that there's already one been invented.
Just kept
boxes. What's more impressive? Let's go back to Travis.
You think he's breaking down the Amazon boxes?
He doesn't have Amazon. He still thinks it's just a jungle. Bigley doesn't have Amazon.
He's He's going to Radio Shack still, probably.
Sunkiss, whatever it's called.
Radio Shack, there's never been a worst named store in the history of life than Radio Shack.
Literally
nothing for radio in there. Awful
or
store.
Boston Market. Is that the food they serve in Boston?
Well, it used to be Boston Chicken when it first started because the rotisserie chicken was invented, I think, in Boston. And so they expanded and then it became a market because people wanted more. They wanted ham. So then you couldn't be Boston Chicken and serve somebody ham.
It's chicken.
True.
So you had to go to Boston, and then they're out of business. Their cornbread, mashed potatoes, that place was good.
Their macaroni and cheese was unreal.
How that place went out of business is beyond me.
Because it's called Boston Market.
Yeah, but you knew what
you
were getting.
I go to Boston Market, I'm getting crab cakes, I'm getting lobster tail, I'm getting stuff like that, right?
You know what Boston Market is, though. I mean, like Panera Bread used to be St. Louis Bread Company, right?
Go to Boston Market, go to Hy-Vee and get the same thing.
You could. You're absolutely right.
Half the price, probably.
But Boston Market, man, that place.
I didn't hate it. I also loved Macaroni Grill.
That's
never
good.
Got macaroni
love
there.
Macaroni
never got anything
grill.
Off the grill.
Man.
But I love that place. R.I.P.
Yeah, Boston Market, Boston Chicken, man. That thing was good. That was your first foray into rotisserie chicken. Boy, was that good. Now everybody's got a rotisserie chicken, right? You don't need to go out for rotisserie chicken. Every grocery store, every place in the world has one sitting there for
you. Can you bring up that Kelsey list again?
Yeah.
Because the one thing that's astonishing to me.
Let me see if I can find it again.
Because Ty Warren's number
I'll
two.
I'll help you too.
Ty Warren was the second on that list. He's 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next guy was, God, my memory sucks, Tucker Kraft.
Yeah.
He's out with an ACL injury. He's 24.
Yeah.
Right?
Trey McBride.
He's 25.
Rondé Gadsden.
He's got to be.
He's
going to
be 22,
20s.
Right? He's a rookie. Sam Laporta.
He's just now in his third year, so he's 25, 26.
Yep. Dalton Kincaid.
He's still young. He's... God, what is Dalton Kincaid? He's in his fourth year, so he's probably 27.
Probably younger than that.
26,
Yeah.
Juwan Johnson.
He's older. He's a little bit older. He's probably 29.
I think he's in his maybe 30, but yeah.
Yeah.
Dalton Schultz.
He's older. He's probably 30, 31.
And then Jake Ferguson.
He's young. He's
attorney at law.
And he's with, I believe, Hannah Cavender. Hannah or Haley, I can't remember.
Yeah, both Schultz and Johnson, both 29. So that's the oldest.
Travis Kelsey's 30.
The only 30-year-old on the list.
Yeah. Travis Kelsey's 36. That, to me, is what's more impressive.
It's amazing.
It is. No, you're right about that. You're 100% right about it. He's 2 years older than you, right? And he's out there playing
younger,
in the NFL.
Younger. I'm 38. I wish he was 2 years older.
You're 2 years
than
older than him is what I meant.
I wish he was 2 years older
could,
than me.
Could you imagine, like, you're basically his age getting out there playing in the NFL? I mean, it's just uncanny what he's done. I love it. I love every moment that I see Travis Kelsey go out there and defy Father Time and make those big plays. I may be it's the best thing of the year for me so far is watching Travis Kelsey.
Yeah. No, he's been fun. He's turned
out
the
clock.
So now
the other side of the conversation is, are we sure he's done? Because we
went in,
we did Travis Kelsey Day 8-7. We pissed on my birthday because this was supposedly his last year.
It's true.
And I am not about to do this again for a second year where I turn 39 and we don't get to even bring it up. I don't think he's done. I don't think Travis Kelsey's done.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I think he's done. I think
she gave him the pass. It wasn't Giselle. She didn't say, hey, one more year, I'm leaving.
No, but here's why
she
he's
said,
done.
She said, play till you want to play.
Here's why he's done. And I'll tell you why he's done. You look at number 95, you go, I don't want that to be me. I'm riding out high.
I didn't hear a lot about 95 shedding weight in this offseason and really looking back like his normal self.
Have a great last season. He leaves. We'll be wanting more.
So let me tell you this.
Chris Jones leaves. We ain't going to be wanting more of what we're seeing right now.
Let me ask you this. They missed the playoffs. Is he done?
I think so. I think
he's
done.
You didn't want to go out the way losing to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You're going to go out not making the playoffs in your last year?
Maybe that keeps him around for another year. But again, like you don't want to come back next year. If you were planning that this was going to be your last year, I think it's got to be your last year. That's just the way the mind works. One more year. I don't know. All right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if this was supposed to be the year where it's like, hey, man, we ain't going to need you to do that. Like, damn, I got 1,000 in me and a touchdown. Like, because what is it that it was LeBron? I think they called Tom Brady. And LeBron was like, dude,
yeah, they did.
You threw for 5,040 touchdowns. You're not done. You're not done. You could still do that. Uh-huh. Even if you take a tick off, you're going to throw over 30 and 3,800? You're not done. And Tom Brady goes, all right, one more. See you, Giselle. Big decision. But he still came back, and he still did his thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not 100%. I'm not 50% sold that Travis is done. If these are the numbers going into week 10, in 9 weeks, he's put up more than half of 1,000 yards. I don't know if he's done, because he said to all of us 3 consecutive years in a row to Pete Sweeney, he said, I'm here until the wheels fall off. Those wheels are not off.
No, they're back on. But
they never were off.
No, they never were off.
They were starting to teeter. They were rattling.
I mean, you could see the age a little bit. Yeah, okay. You know, I think last season was kind of his down year, you know, and then he realized I spent a lot of time doing, getting my career set up for when I'm done playing football. I'm going to dedicate now back to football.
The oldest we have seen him this year is when he was in the open field and chug-a-lugging on that game against Buffalo. Was it Buffalo? No.
No, it was the week before.
Yeah, it was against Washington.
Yeah.
When he was, and he was going to, that was the only age. And he still got like 38, 39, 40 yards on that play.
He got up to 19 miles an hour.
I don't believe.
So, sure.
Because there is that go out on your own terms, go out on a high note. I think that is very important and ego-driven for a lot of these guys, right? You leave on a high note. You come back the next year and you're not any good. Then we're having if this is Travis Kelce and he has 200 yards next year at this point in time and it just doesn't look right and they're 5-4, we're going to be talking trash on Travis Kelce. We just are. That's how the psyche works. That's how the mind works. That's how we work as individuals. You leave on a high note. You leave them wanting more. It was Johnny Carson's thing. And, you know, all these guys, leave them wanting more. Leave them going, don't go, don't go, don't go. That's how you know you left at the right time. When you walk out the door and people are like, good riddance, you overstayed your welcome. And I don't want Travis Kelce to be that. I don't want him to overstay his welcome.
Somebody says it's like golf. He has a strong back 9. The game will bring him back. Somebody says from the 913, Kelce is in all caps done, bro. And then somebody from the 816, he can keep going. I want to say he played like 97% of the snaps last week. How much of that though is in a big game with the bye resting on the other side? I mean, and he's probably gonna do that in the playoffs too, because there's, you know, last game of the year, Jim. You know what I mean? That's like one of those things. So
Who do you want out there though, still on this team? It comes down to nut cutting time. You want Patrick Mahomes throwing the ball to Travis Kelce.
Yep.
I'm just surprised that his numbers are where they're at so far this year. Like reading those names and those numbers. Now, again, there are things that have happened that have caused that, right? Like Brock Bowers has been out all year, basically.
But who knows how good his numbers would be if you still have Geno throwing you the ball. Yeah.
Dude, he had like 140 yards in his first game back last week. So, yeah, I think he'd be just fine.
Maybe he's the only guy Geno can connect with.
Him and Genty. Genty's a better receiver this year than he's been a running back, which is insane. But I don't know, man. Well, it is very interesting to think about that, because he said he did not want to go out the way he went out, losing in the Super Bowl the way that they did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe this is one of those things where he's like, this is everything I've got and this is it. It's no, and I don't think he's had that conversation with anybody. I don't even think he's had that conversation with Taylor. But he's got a good support system. So, yeah. Only thing that concerns me is he's gotten butterfingers lately. I don't know if that's an attention thing or what. Sure. I don't know. I mean, the drop against Philadelphia.
Nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, nobody's perfect. People are going to have mistakes.
Also, let's see what that number is in week 18.
Yeah. And you know, the drops become magnified because you've been in these close games and haven't been able to win these close games. It's not an excuse. It's reality of what they're in right now. But I'm not going to let 2 drops like that
and
change
them,
with the way he's played this year.
And 2 resulted interceptions.
Yeah.
One cost you the game. The other one cost you a drive.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
That's
I just
not
think,
new for him either, though.
No, it's happened.
He's always really had drops.
You're right. He's also not things. A wide receiver.
Yeah. And we've gotten so used to him being perfect that we forget that really before 2016, you were wondering if he was ever going to make it. Like, he was not making big plays. He wasn't coming up big in the postseason. And then that final year of Alex Smith and then with Patrick, it's taken off. He's been unbelievable. He's an outstanding football player. And I would love for him to stay, you know, for years and years and years. But I also know I don't want to sit here and have everybody kind of dump on him like we are with Chris Jones right now. So if you're Travis, you're like, all right, see you guys later.
How excited are you that Salvador Perez is coming back for 2 years?
Good, because I don't think his play has diminished at all. You know, I don't think Salvi's play has gone downhill, obviously, last year.
But neither is Travis Kelce's.
No, neither is Travis Kelce's.
But the fear is, because Salvador Perez had 30, and I think he hit 234 this year, 235.
Yeah.
He had 30 home runs and 100 RBIs.
Yeah.
What if next year Salvador Perez, at the age of what, 37? 38?
I don't know.
I think he's like 36, 37. What if next year it's 7 home runs and 65 RBI and he hits 190.
Then you're paying him to be Salvador Perez
but
and
today
be that
we
mentor.
Love it because of what the season
and in
was
baseball,
before.
You can do that because you don't have to worry about fitting things in under a cap or anything like that. You can keep that guy around for an extra year because, well, until we change the rules of baseball, if that's ever going to happen, doesn't matter. You can spend whatever the hell you want to spend. Football, you can't do that. You can't just keep a guy around to hang out because it's a, you know, it's money on the salary cap. And so the Travis Kelce thing is it's very interesting. We'll have to see where we are at the end of the season and what he decides to do. Now, if they win the Super Bowl and whatnot, he's gone, I would imagine. But I think right now I'm very, very hesitant to say that he would be back. For what at this point in time? You know, he's done everything in the world. It's time to move to that next chapter.
From the 913, Kelce in all caps, ain't done, bro. Well done. Yeah. So how did you guys feel yesterday once the 3 o'clock hour hit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought we'd get a defensive tackle. I did. Okay. I was like,
I'm happy to hear you say that because I thought you'd come in here and be like, I don't have any sort of feeling. We have who we have. We are who we are. And, but I'm glad that you have that same because I'm the same way. I was like, man, I would love to see a name of any name.
I mean, I'm not going to get myself worked up and lose sleep and piss and moan like people on social media do about something like this because I kind of had an idea that it wasn't going to be anything. But I thought at least there'd be a defensive tackle added in, right? Because you need help at that defensive tackle spot unless – you know, Chris Jones like, all right, guys, I'm going to turn it on, at the, you know, whatever the case may be. But, you know, I kind of knew it was going to be like that. But I thought they'd at least add a defensive tackle. But I'm glad they didn't go out there and just make a trade for making a trade sake to say that they did something. Because how many teams came out winners yesterday other than the Jets?
Seahawks?
Yeah. And they added a fringe.
Colts?
Like if the I don't think the Colts came out better yesterday.
They won this year.
They won the moment, right? But I don't know that they won the game, if you will.
They win the battle, not the war type of cliche.
There you go. That's the one I'm looking for. But like the what the Seahawks did at wide receiver, that's what I thought the Chiefs would do at defensive tackle.
Fair.
Nice player, good player, not going to break the bank. It's not going to get people to buy a jersey. It's not going to, but it's going to be, wow, that's a nice ad. Mm-hmm. Like with Seattle, that's kind of the kind of ad I thought they would do yesterday, but it didn't present itself. And they stuck to their grounds and said, we're not giving up, you know, premier picks for a rental. And I'm like, I can't fault you for that.
I think they also believe in their system. I think what they looked at is 9 weeks is not going to define what Chris Jones has been for 9 years mm-hmm. or however long he's played in Kansas City. And I think that's, like, you're also getting your left tackle back because people have been kind of scattering, you know, on the text line. Are we sure Josh Simmons is going to?
He's back in Kansas City. That's what we know, right?
I have almost no doubt in my mind that he is the starting left tackle against Denver Broncos on next Sunday's game. Mm-hmm. You have your swing tackle back in his role. Juwan Taylor is fine. Trey Smith is going to get more time to rest the back.
Yep.
You know, Sua Mataia, we'll find out, but I trust that Caliendo can fill that void for at least a week. Whether that injury is going to even linger, because you got a bye week this week. And you're looking at your defensive line saying, hey, Chris, you're better. We know you're better. I mean, you have the the color commentator Danon Hughes, who's a Chiefs lifer, mm-hmm. right? Saying, go do better. If anybody's right. gonna ever be biased, it would be those guys. And even he himself is saying, Chris has to be better.
Yep.
Right? I think the only one that wants him cut is a guy that does from 2 to 6. I think the show's called like Boring Sideshow. And I don't know what that even means when it comes to like getting this guy off. This is going to be a reflection moment for Chris Jones. And I think the bye is more beneficial to someone like Chris Jones who's not injured as opposed to someone who might be injured away from the team.
Yeah, and they, look, they do like their team. I mean, I've had conversations recently, and they're like, we like what we have going on right now with our players. We just have to figure out a way to finish it off at the end and win these games. And it's not because of lack of talent or anything like that. They're just finding ways to get beat. But I think a lot of fans yesterday probably had like that, oh my God, we're doomed, because I have seen some of that as well. They didn't make a move, so there's no chance of winning the Super Bowl and, you know, all that kind of nonsense. But there is a method to the madness here of why they didn't go out and do that. And once I got that information yesterday, I'm like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. Because what people don't realize is this offseason, they're going to, and they are planning on, signing and extending Rashee Rice and Trent McDuffie. So they've budgeted for that next year. When you budget for that next year, those are big chunks of change and big checks that you're going to have to write. It means you're not going to have that much money to fill holes in free agency if you need be. So your draft picks become more valuable to you, right? And with this organization right now, they don't have, what, 6 draft picks next year or something like that? I know they don't have any in the 6th or 7th round, and they have 2 5ths, right? So they got six draft picks next year. they're looking at those draft picks as big time collateral for them to draft their players to fill out those roster spots next year, because they're paying the wide receiver and the defensive back, and that's what they've budgeted for next year. And so once they budgeted to have the wide receiver and the cornerback signed up long term, it doesn't leave you much money that you can go out there on the free agent market and spend. Therefore, ipso facto, your draft picks become a lot more valuable, and the Chiefs were not willing to give up with what they think is valuable currency to get a rental player at any position for this point in time.
No doubt. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up on the other side, we need your help. Mac is leaving us for a week. After this show, he is going to Spain. We need to know what he needs to do, what could possibly change in the week that he is gone, and your advice. 913-586-7965. Viva la Mac. I don't know what I just said. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Mac's awesome.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
He's gonna leave us. Babe, I'm leaving. That's
Mac. Talk to you later.
That's right. Thank you very much. Mac is leaving for Spain. Woo. What could possibly change in a week?
Nothing.
But you did bring up a point of, yeah, there's no Chiefs games.
That's right.
You don't miss that.
Yep.
You do miss your fantasy football show on Sunday.
It's true.
So,
but it's a bye week, so there's no fantasy football.
You're right. No Chiefs, no fantasy. Yeah, right. It all goes away. Football does not exist.
There's only one team that plays in the NFL, apparently. Apparently. But you brought up something in the break that you talked about how Travis Kelce is aged well and how things whatnot. This is Steph Curry and Steve Nash?
Yeah, on LeBron's podcast.
Okay.
Oh, me? Sorry.
Oh, okay.
No, I got it.
It's not something I like to talk about.
We got a mind game exclusive. We got an exclusive.
Well, we went to play these guys preseason, like Ontario, California, or somewhere. I don't even remember this.
And I remember the game. Ontario. I knew it.
We came out. I'm guarding Steph. I think they put up like 50 in the first quarter. Maybe it was 45, but it felt like a 50 piece. He's running everywhere. I'm like, back is broke. Everything's jacked. I couldn't have stopped him if I was 100%. And now I'm like dragging around. Stevie Kerr's putting me in every action. I'm looking over at Steve like, Stevie. I think that we know.
He's over there, like, smiling too.
They're laughing at me. Alvin Gentry over there laughing at me. Man, literally like four more days of thinking on it, I was like, yeah.
It's time.
It's done.
It's over.
Yeah. And that's kind of what happens.
Yeah, it does. It happens to all the guys. They get out there. I'm going to go, oh, my God, I'm done.
Yeah.
I mean, just you think about it. Like, if you're an athlete, you've been doing it, since you're 6 or 7 years old?
Right.
You retire roughly around, you've been doing it probably for close to 30 years. That's a long time to be doing that kind of stuff. And your body just wears down, gets old, and the young kids come and pass you by. Like, Steph Curry is going to end Steve Nash's career, right? You're looking like, okay, this guy's good. How many careers has Patrick Mahomes ended that people never said that? Or is that what Chris Jones is going through at this point in time? And it very well may be. And there may be a session when Chris Jones is done in a couple of years where he sits back and goes, yeah, that 2025 season, I knew I was done. I was getting had. I was getting beat at the line of scrimmage. I just didn't have it anymore. And that's when I knew it was time for me to walk away. Chris Jones may be going through that right now.
Mac is going to go to Spain. That's a fact. He's going to leave today. 13 hours on a flight. I do not envy that whatsoever.
It's 13 hours?
Well, 13 hours total of travel, I believe, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So say 13, because Europe, you could get to basically the same amount of time from the East Coast as it is to, L.A.
Because what, you'll fly to Florida, then fly to Spain? Is that the way you'll go, or you go
Atlanta, and then to Spain.
Okay. Yeah, well, that is down and back up a little bit, but that's okay. It'll be fine. It'll be great. I'm very envious of you, and I'm excited for you.
Thanks,
more
man.
Than I am, because Spain's always been my dream trip, and so I'm very envious of you. you to get to do that and to get to go to Seville and see the Kansas City sister city. I think it's going to be so cool to see
really cool.
The real plaza. Like, oh my God.
Hey, there it is.
It's
P.F. Chang's over there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I'm excited for you as well, because there's nothing better than traveling. And, you know, you could do a lot of things in life and spend your money how you want to spend it and all that kind of stuff. I choose to spend it on experiences and travel and things of that nature, because you can never take that away. You can't take those memories away, and you're getting that opportunity to see something where you've never been before. And so I'm excited for you at your age that you get the opportunity to do that. And I hope it's not your last trip, but I told you it won't be. I guarantee you it won't be your last trip, you know, over to Europe, because you're going to get the travel bug. You're going to realize how fun it is and what you're seeing and learning and being immersed into and seeing how people live different places and different experiences and looking at stuff that's older than the United States is, you know.
Literally.
Like, people think things are old here. Then you go over there and it's like, that was built in 1100.
You're like, what?
Matt, this comes from the 913. Couldn't agree more. Matt, for your visit to Spain, find and enjoy local authentic Spanish food, a place known as Taco La Belle. Visit the grave of legendary Spaniard gladiator Maximus Domicus Meridius. Okay. And then be faster than the Bulls.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. Be faster than the Bulls. I can do that. Yeah. No, I mean, like you guys said, it's experiences, it's family, it's me and my little sister, and my dad. This specific trio of us won't probably get this experience ever again.
Probably not.
You know, just, you know how life is.
Yep.
She's married, she's going to have kids. I'm married, I'm going to have kids. My dad's 65, you know, so I was thinking, well, you guys were talking about your parents and how quick it can happen, and you start to see that, and I'm thinking, you know, my dad's in his mid-60s, you know, so I'm really excited that I get to do this and spend this time with him and just have it be us and a lot of new experiences, man. So I've got goosebumps thinking about it. I'm so freaking excited.
I'm excited for you. I did two of those trips with my parents in my mid-20s, too. We went to, you know, England and France on one trip, which was fine. And then we went to Italy for our second trip. My parents would still be in Italy if I was not there with them. And this was before cell phones. This was before you could, you actually had to have folded maps and speak the language to find out where you were going and, you know, have papers and research and all this kind of stuff. Like, you were basically, I think about it now, we were all traveling blind back in the day compared to the way that we can go out there and travel now. And I say
some
my parents
are still traveling blind.
That is true. Yes.
That we all seem to know, Mac. Am I right, Pee-wee? That guy's never booking a flight for you again.
No. No.
You'd be on that. You'd be traveling for 21 hours.
Oh, man, that was rough.
Where was I going with that?
They
would never left Italy. They couldn't figure it out, right? They'd still be over there. I'm like, it's kind of Spanish. Just, you know, do your kind of figuring it out. Use your brain a little bit. Start to use words. That word looks like this, which reminds me of this, which is this. And that's where that is. And so it's easy when you kind of figure it out. But my parents, they'd still be over there if I didn't go with them. And,
you would know,
yeah, they've traveled a lot, obviously, since then. But I just think it's the best thing you can spend your money on, because it opens your mind and you learn and you get educated and you see all this stuff that's out there and you're like, wow, the world has so much to offer. So I hope you don't think about football. I hope you don't think about us. I hope you just go out there and immerse yourself and enjoy the F out of this thing, man. Because like you said, you're probably not going to get this opportunity again, you know, with your sister and your dad, because if you're married and you got kids and you say, oh, I'm going away with my parents for the weekend, they're going to think you're weird, first of all. And second, no, we've got these kids. You're not banding and going to Europe for a week with mom and dad.
We've got commitments and stuff. Yeah, I don't have a lot of that right now. So this will be cool.
And take advantage of that.
Will you please let people know where you're going?
I'm landing in Madrid. I'll be there for a day, and then I'll be in Seville for the next like 4 or 5.
Nice.
How far away is that from Barcelona? Is that a hard question?
Barcelona's north, right?
Barcelona's on like the east coast of Spain. Madrid's kind of in the center of Spain. Seville's down south
near the Gibraltar. Which
which I think you should go. I think you have to do that. You're that close. Why would you say no? That we did that in Italy. We didn't have like Pompeii on our itinerary when I went with my parents. And I'm like, well, I'm looking at the map. I'm like, well, we're really not that far, and we're not that far from Pisa either. Why don't we just go to Pisa and then go to Pompeii? I said, we may never be here again. You know, 20 years later, we went back, but you didn't know at that time, so you want to go see all that stuff. So you're 4 hours from the Rock of Gibraltar being able to see Africa. How cool is that? I'd be on a boat going over to Africa just to say I was there. I mean, you're that close. Do it!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, go see the Real Madrid's stadium.
Yeah, that's on the
Bernabeu or whatever it's called.
That is on the list. Walk by their stadium as well, yep.
Brother, be safe. Safe travels. We'll see you in a week, and Bob's going to track your flight. Coming up next, it's Cody, Golden, Drew. Hey, go do something nice for somebody. You never know, it could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Stay kind, stay groovy, stay safe. Have fun with the rest of your Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Adios, macamare. That's Italian. You're going to Spain. I'm out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.